So now they've got to start from deep in their end of the field, and Garrison Hurst takes advantage of it. He takes the handle, hits to his right, gets to the 20. He's at the 30. Needs to cut in. He comes back up the right sideline. Breaks a third tackle. Comes down to the 30. He's down to the 20. He's down to the 10. He's down to the 5. He's in the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, 49ers. 96-yard run from scrimmage. Garrison Hurst breaking tackle after tackle. Sweeps down the sideline. Throws off bodies like clothes after a marathon.
Young, back to throw. In trouble, he's going to be sacked. No, gets away. He runs, gets away again, goes to the 40, gets away again, to the 35, cuts back at the 30, to the 20, the 50, the 10. He died. Touchdown, 49ers.
Third down, Alex takes the snap. Alex looking down in post, and it's good.
It is second down. Ryan takes the snap, throws the flat to the left side. It's Russell, intercepted. The 49ers pick it, and Navarro Bowman, he's rebounding. Navarro Bowman running it all the way for the touchdown. No greater redemption.
San Francisco 49ers, we can do whatever we want.
Click, click, boom. What's going on, faithfuls? It's your boy Mike from the Nothing But Niners crew. Guys, I am here. I am back. It is another March Madness at midnight. Guys, type those questions in the room. I don't know why, but I got a feeling I know what you guys are going to be asking about. So let's just go ahead and get to it. I'm going to break it all down here right now, live in front of you all. Danny Albright has the first question here. What do you think about Armstead release? Eric Armstead has not been released. I don't think he's going to be released. I don't believe all rumors. Now, I understand that Matt Maiocca was tweeted about it, Adam Schefter has tweeted about it and all that stuff. What I haven't seen yet are the dead cap numbers, or the dead cap space numbers post June 1st. I use SpotRack, that's what I go to all the time, and I don't see those numbers there. But here's what I can tell you. The Niners are not going to release Eric Armstead and take a dead cap hit of $26 million. That is insane. He only costs 28 on the year. It's not worth it. That $2 million is chump change in the grand scheme of things. That $2 million doesn't stop you from signing anybody, doesn't stop you, doesn't allow you to go out and sign someone that you wanted to get. So I don't believe it. I have to see the actual numbers for the post June 1st cap hit. And then I'll be able to break it down a little bit more. Wayne gave me a call. I told him we would discuss it more tomorrow. We'll look at some other sites and see what we can figure out. He seems pretty confident that it's going to happen. This is also part of me holding on to one of the originals, man. Eric Armstead is the longest tenured 49er here. He survived multiple head coaches, multiple GMs, and I hate to see him go. He's a guy who plays good ball when healthy and active on the field. But the issue is that he was off of the field for so long this season, the Niners might feel that they can do the same. I won't say better, but they feel that they can do the same without him. And so that's kind of where we are. You're kind of stuck in between a rock and a hard place, and not for nothing, but $26, $28 million in cap space for something that you think you can get from someone off the street. That ain't it, Chief. That's not it. That ain't it, Chief. Who do you think we're going to target in free agency? I am hoping, I've been saying it, Danielle Hunter is my top priority. I want to bring him in to play opposite of Nick Bosa. He's my guy. And if what people are saying about Eric Armstead, that there's somehow, somewhere cap savings involved, go get him. Go and get him. All right. Who's someone you'd want? I just said that. Did I break your mind with the Orioles question yesterday? You did. So much so that I asked, I took my wife to the store today and asked her to bring me some mega stuffed Oreos. I did not dip them in. Babe, one of my questions last night was, do you know anyone who has had Oreos and dipped them in sour cream? Do you want to try it? Like, can we hear your reaction? Can you do it now? She might do it. Oh my God, she's getting out of bed. You're going to do it? Are you serious? With sour cream? This is absolutely disgusting. I can't believe she's going to do it. So she said that she was told that when you do it, Oreos and sour cream, it tastes like you're eating cheesecake. She's really doing it. All right, so she said she'll do it as long as she's not on camera. So I'm going to give you guys a play-by-play. So this is not a regular Oreo. This is not a double-stuffed Oreo. This is a mega-stuffed Oreo. It is a triple-stuffed Oreo. She's really doing it. She's at the refrigerator. What is this, the squeeze cream cheese? So we use cream cheese light. We don't use the other ones. Get to, I'm sorry, sour cream. I apologize. Wait a second. I thought that cheesecake was made with cream cheese, not sour cream.
Cream cheese, but there's a little bit of this in there.
There's sour cream in cheesecake? I don't think I ever want a cheesecake again. This ain't about, oh my God, are you pregnant? No. God, okay. So she really, can you bring that to me before you eat it? She's really doing this right now, live on it. This is absolutely incredible. This is disgusting. I'm judging the shit out of you right now for even being willing to do this. This is some Fear Factor shit. So she's doing this. So we use a light sour cream. All right. So because the regular sour cream is just really watery. Again, this is the mega stuffed Oreo. She's about. All right. I hope it's good. I sincerely hope you enjoy this. And she is a very picky eater, drinker, like everything. So are you just going to shove the whole thing in and go like this just to see? Bear, stop it. Are you just going to, like, what are you doing? Can you fit the whole thing in your mouth? Can you take the whole? She can. All right. I'm sorry. I just don't know how you do this, like to get all the taste at the same time. Because if you just take a bite, you might get the. Okay. She shoved the whole thing in her mouth. Okay. She's really doing it, guys. She's chewing. She's not shaking her head, yes or no. She's still trying to break it up and bite it to get the taste. So she's standing. She's just, she's intrigued by the taste. Oh my God. Is this actually good? What is happening right now? She's not disgusted. She hasn't spit anything out. The trash can is less than 5 feet away. She's really thinking about how this tastes. She's chewing. She swallowed a couple of times. She's not disgusted. She is not disgusted by the sour cream on an Oreo. I cannot believe this is happening. Okay. All right, here's the official review. She's got a couple more crumbs. She's chewing and swallowing. So that's positive. For those of you who are cheering for the Oreo sour cream combination, she is. All right, here we go.
I wonder if we should have used a regular Oreo.
Too much? She said she wonders if we should have used a regular Oreo.
But I don't taste sour cream either.
Was it good or no?
It was fine. It tasted like Oreo.
So you only tasted Oreo. So there was no taste to the sour cream.
So I knew the sour cream was on there.
So you could only feel the temperature, but you couldn't taste the difference. There you have it, folks. Sour cream, which doesn't have a dominant taste. It's more of a texture type of thing. Doesn't affect the taste of your Oreo. So if you want to dip it in it instead of milk, I guess, go for it. All right. Regarding fragrances, sandalwood or cedarwood, and who's our QB2? Give me cedarwood. I love cedar. I'm a cigar smoker. Humidors are usually, a good humidor is usually lined with cedar wood. All of mine are. I love the smell of cedar. And then who's our QB2? I have no idea, but I hope it's someone. Thank you very much, baby. Thank you. Good night. I hope it's someone that the team believes is as good or better than Brock Purdy. What I don't want is just some bum-ass, like, undrafted free agent just on the roster so that way Brock Purdy doesn't feel threatened. I don't want that. Go out there and get a real quarterback that you think could challenge Brock Purdy for the starting role. I mean, let's get the best. Listen, people are laughing at the Jacksonville Jaguars and Trent Baalke for going out and trading for Mac Jones. As of today, well, as of when that trade goes through, they've got the best quarterback room in the NFL. You can laugh at it all you want. You can say what you want. They've got two starters, two guys drafted in top 15, and both of them know how to win in the pro level. That's a great quarterback room. They can laugh all they want. I want that for us. When we had Jimmy, Trey, and Brock, I thought we had the best quarterback room. Nothing I'm saying is off. I'm saying it all. I believed in Trey. I knew Jimmy was a proven winner. I felt that we had the best quarterback room in the entire NFL. I think that now goes to the Jacksonville Jaguars. With Armstead's release, does that make defensive tackle a more likely first-round pick in the draft or as a free agent target? If I'm the 49ers and you're getting rid of Eric Armstead, you have to have a defensive tackle that you like in the draft. Because if you're going to replace Eric Armstead and his price tag, that means that you're getting another costly defensive tackle. You should have just kept the guy. He knows your system, knows your scheme, team captain, and all that stuff. You're not getting that off the streets and bringing that in here. You're not going to talk Fletcher Cox out of retirement and shit like that. So I say that you have to have somebody in the draft, a couple of bodies in the draft that you like later in the draft. And he said, I still feel right tackle, right guard are our biggest needs. Let's see here. Chris Jones is staying with the Chiefs, guys. They worked out that extension. You guys are going to hear soon about Patrick Mahomes' restructured contract. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. Who is the longest tenured 49er now? Longest tenured 49er now might be... Kyle Juszczyk. Is that right? Is it fucking Juice? 49ers roster. Let's see here. All right, so we'll put in order of experience. Trent Williams hasn't been here that long. Gibson, Logan Ryan, Kyle Juszczyk. He's been 11 years in the NFL. Now, Armstead only had 9 years, but all nine were with the 49ers. There's not another person. Kittle's been 7 years with the Niners, so it might be Kittle. Kittle and Juice are the same. They were all the same year, but free agency started first, so technically it would be Kyle Juszczyk. Juice is the longest tenure 49er. Fred Warner's got six. It's Juice and Kittle. Yeah. Taper Pepper, Greg Odom. I'm just looking through to see who else is like Niners all the way through. Mitch Wisnowski, 5 years. Deebo Samuel, 5 years. Dre Greenlaw, 5 years. Nick Bosa, 5 years. Those guys don't beat Juice. They don't beat George. So Juice and George. All right. Let's see here. Any other questions? Do you see Wilkins as a real option in free agency? Yes, I do. The Niners know how to make deals work, guys. They do. It's all right. So they'll get guys. They're going to have, you know, $40 million in cap space. They know exactly what they're doing. I'm not worried about the Niners cap space. There is no free agent that's out there that's going to be unattainable for the 49ers. It's a winning organization. People are going to want to come here, and the team pays the guys that they think are good. All right. So I wish that things worked out differently for Eric Armstead if he does end up going. I'm still going to hold tight, keep my fingers crossed that maybe he doesn't. But if the dead cap money or post June 1st cut money is what they think it is, I'm looking at the comments here. He might be going, bro. He might be going. If the team can save $18 million by designating him as a post June 1st cut, Eric Armstead might be going. But we'll see. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't looked it up. So I'm going to hold tight to what I believe. All right. Have you tried the space Oreos? No, I actually don't like Oreos that much. And when I do get them, it's a craving thing. And then they sit in my cabinet for months. I end up just giving them to my kids. I eat four or five of them, and I don't want an Oreo again for another 3 months. So that's that. All right. But I've seen the commercial for the pink and the blue ones. I'm assuming those are the space ones. I have not had them, though. All right. He says here, Prego. No, so great one. That was a question from DJ Malone. He asked last night, have I ever tried or heard of anyone having Oreos with sour cream? So that was not my idea, guys. They said, are you pregnant? That was not my idea. I would never do that. I would never ask my wife to do that like that. I don't have the mental wherewithal to just randomly say, hey, babe, go try this. That came from somewhere. And she was willing to do it, which is even more weird because I can't get my wife to try some of the food off of my plate that I like. So this was very interesting. I might hold this over her head later, try to get her back. Like, oh, you'll try what this guy said on the show, but you won't try this type of thing, you know? So hopefully I can get it. If you go back to school and study and learn something, what would it be? I would take a carpentry class. You know, as a homeowner right now, I hate having to call people for shit that I think is very simple. When I watch them do it, I'm like, damn, I could have done that. You know, like, and I don't want to be the guy that looks up everything on YouTube and then ends up blowing his house up. Like, I don't want to be that guy, but a lot of this shit is on YouTube, dude. A lot of it. So I think I would take a carpentry class. I would like to know how to build, restore, renovate a home without having to call a bunch of people for help. That's probably where it would be. He said, also, what was your favorite course in school growing up? Oh, that's tough, man. I love math. I loved art. I love culinary arts. I was great in the kitchen, man. Oh, man. I was phenomenal in the kitchen, bro. I can cook. I know this, I don't count it as a class, but gym, I was an athlete through and through. I was good at volleyball, football, basketball, soccer. Like, I played soccer in leagues. I played football in high school, very, very short tenure career. I played volleyball. The only thing I couldn't do when I was in school was swim. That was the only thing I couldn't do. I'm good now at swimming, but I could not swim to save my life, literally, in high school. If I had to pick just one, I would probably go with history. Not that I was good at it, but it was the easiest course because the story is already told. Can you remember the story or not? And that's really what it came down to with history for me. Math, the numbers move. You can make them work however you want them to work. And that was always a little bit tricky, but I was really, really, really good at math. But I'm gonna go with history. Yeah, I'm gonna go with history. All right. We're at 18 minutes. Let me see if I can find one more question here. If not, I'm gonna get out of here. I don't see one, so that is gonna do it. Ali, man, you are the last one for the night. Love you, bro. Hope mom is well. I know we wished her happy birthday before. It is all good, man. Guys, that is gonna do it for tonight. We want to thank you all for checking us out. And I can't wait to see y'all soon. Tune in tomorrow for No Harm, No Foul with myself and Breezy. And don't forget, I am trying to get Tony on. We got to figure out what his schedule works. He wants to come on. We got to get him on, hopefully before free agency. We're running out of time. I don't know when it's going to happen, but we're going to try. If it doesn't happen by Tuesday, I will go live on Tuesday, and I will discuss the 49ers' biggest free agency needs and bring it to you guys live here on Nothing But Niners, okay? Prepare for glory. Anticipate pain. But always remain faithful. Breezy, take us home. Peace.
We all gas, no brakes, pumped up, no fakes. We spinning, we winning, we high stakes. We never miss, we all makes. Look at us dudes trying to prove, bringing you news with nothing to lose. Mike, Nick, Tony, Wayne, Method Man, we bring the pain. Hey. See, I'ma confess it. We under the pressure. If you looking to find us, we them nothing but not.